Hi, Stella speaking.
Yes. Can you give me a phone number where I could check to see if my Medicaid card have been sent, and or either a number that could give me my Medicaid number?
I'm not sure where you can check that because we're not Medicaid. We are a home care agency. Like, you can work for a family member and get
Oh.
paid. Are you looking for that? Like, you can have a family member work.
Yeah, that's good too.
Yes. Do you need the care or you want to work as a caregiver?
I'm taking care of my daughter.
Got it. Which age is your daughter?
She's 56.
Got it. And does she have Medicaid?
That's what we're trying to find out. She does have it, but she's
You
waiting
got
on
you.
her card.
Let me see if I can
And now, okay.
Let me see if I can check if I can check like what's with a card or anything, but I can check if she has
Yeah.
Medicaid.
Okay.
And I can see if I can get her Medicaid ID. What's her first
Okay.
and last name?
Angela, last name Hayes, HAYES.
1 second, Angela. Just wanna. And
Okay.
her last name is Hayes, HAYES.
Yes.
Okay. Why doesn't it go come up? 1 second. It just doesn't go. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Just.
She got a new heart. She got a Medicaid card.
Okay, got it. And what's her date of birth?
It's May 15th, 1969.
May 15, 1969, or
Yes.
got it, thank you. Let me see if anything comes up.
Okay.
Okay, it came up, but it shows it's inactive. Do you know that?
No, it's not supposed to be. It was supposed to be active on the 13th of
13th already?
Hold
13th of
on. Let me let
January
you
or
talk to her.
13th of.
The 13th of January. Let me let you talk to her. Hold on. 'Cause you keep talking and I can't hear her. Hello?
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm good. They changed my category. You have to put in blind or disabled, 'cause I'm blind, to find my
Oh.
Medicaid number and all that. Yes, ma'am.
So I got your Medicaid number. Maybe do we call the state and see how we can we'll just need to reactivate your Medicaid. Because I think it sounds good. It's just inactive.
Okay, so yes, what's the
Do you know
Medicaid
how
number
to
that you
re
have?
Sure. We have 281
281,
39
39
899.
899. Is that the same as DCN number?
Yeah, that's the DCN number.
Okay,
Got it.
so how do you get Medicaid cards? I need new cards. How do you do
So
that?
you'll need to call Medicaid direct and just call them, tell them it's inactive, what you need to do to reactivate it. And once it's
So, what's the
reactive,
number? What number is that? I thought it was MoHealthNet. What's the number for
let me see.
Medicaid? Okay.
Let me see if I can pull it up.
Okay, thank you.
You're in St. Louis County, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I see it showed up on Medicaid. So let me, can you write down the number?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 800-392.
800. 392.
2162.
2162. Okay,
Correct.
thank you.
Yeah. Can I speak with your mother again?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you say 6162? Did you say the last four digits were 6 6 1? What is that?
It's
6 1.
2162.
Yeah, 6162. Now, whose number is
2162.
that?
Did you got it?
Oh, two. Oh, 2162.
2162.
Okay. Now,
That's
whose
the
number is
number for
that? That's.
Medicaid in St. Louis County.
Okay.
They're going to be able to assist you further. Let me ask you, would you want to sign up to work and get paid for your, to work for your daughter?
Yes.
Because if she has Medicaid, then you can get paid to do that.
You said I can't?
You can. No, you can.
Okay.
So what we'll need to do is we'll need to wait until it gets reactive, see what the issue is. You're going to call Medicaid. Let's see what the issue is. Just contact us afterwards once we have it so we can act to like, because it's only if she has active Medicaid. Once her Medicaid is active, we're going to call the state to let them know that you want to apply for home care services.
Okay. And give me your number again.
Sure. My number is 314.
And what's the name?
My name is
what's the name of the business?
Our Deluxe Home Care.
Our?
Deluxe. D-E-L-U-X-E.
Yeah, but what hour? Our time or our us?
What?
Is it H-O-U-R? Or
no.
Is it O-U-R?
With what?
What is it?
There's no hour here.
You see it.
There's no. It's my name is Stella, and we're Deluxe Home Care. I don't know what you heard. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Stella. Okay. All right, I'll call you back.
I took down Angela's number. Actually, do you want to get? I got a better number where you can call, like just to reactivate the Medicaid. It's not Medicaid. It's not, like it's under Medicaid, but it goes directly to reactivate. I think I'll give you that number.
Oh, okay.
So it's much like
thank
much
you.
Easier. Do you have time?
Okay.
Can you take it down now?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes, I'm ready.
855
373
4636.
4636.
Yeah.
Okay.
I took down Angela's information. Just confirm she's at 1334 Bayonne Drive.
That's right.
Right. So I took down information. I'll send it to the specialist. I'll let her know that you're still working on reactivating Medicaid, so she'll be able to follow up with you, and she's going to, like, be able to help you. Can I take down your name and number so I can let her know that you're going to be the caregiver, like, that we don't need to look at?
Yes.
What's your name?
Yes. My name is Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, last name Curry, C-U-R-R-Y.
Got it. And this number is your number that you called from?
If it's 314-906. 3969.
Got it. Does Angela have any other number? Like that I can put in?
No, that's no, right. No, right now. This is it.
Uh-huh. Do you have Angela's social security number so I can put it in?
Yeah, it is 486.
Okay.
76.
Okay.
3013.
Got it. Okay, I'll notify the specialist that you're working on reactivating the Medicaid, and she's going to follow up with you. Like, she's going to be able to help you.
Oh, thanks.
No problem.
Thank
we'll
you,
just going to make sure you get lunch services as soon as possible.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.